Even on the most remote beaches in Alaska, trash is a problem. Coastal cleanups in 5 of Alaska's national parks recently collected over 22,000 pounds of it. That's about the same weight as a school bus. Henry Reiske is an environmental educator with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies.
80% of this marine debris is coming from just everyday use items on land. It's water bottles or Ziploc bags, things like that. And that sort of thing is something that's a personal choice. And so the real key to changing this marine debris problem, at least with this large source coming from land, is changing the culture and people's choices.
The Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies is working to do just that through a one-year education program in local schools. The organization received a grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, to help fund the program for just over $231,000. A total of 15 classes across 11 local schools are participating in the program, including Port Graham, Nonwalik, Razdolna, and West Homer Elementary. As part of the program, students plan a school-wide project that will help reduce waste. Reiske says a big source of plastic waste is the school lunchroom.
The schools in all our area use plastic sporks that come wrapped in a plastic bag with a plastic straw and a napkin attached. And so if you can get reusable silverware and wash that yourself, you can get rid of all those sources of plastic.
Joanna Green's sixth grade class at McNeil Canyon Elementary is one of the groups involved in the Coastal Studies program. They've been working to replace plastic sporks with reusable silverware. Unlike some schools, McNeil has a dishwasher to wash reusable lunch trays. Green says this was an important factor for her students when selecting a project.
All the kids said, well, we already have to wash things. It wouldn't be any extra to just put the silverware in with the trays already.
The students have been fundraising to buy 150 sets of metal silverware for the school. Sixth grader Erin Field says she never realized just how much plastic waste her and her classmates were generating each day. A lot of that plastic ends up in the ocean, she says.
The plastic can really never go away. I mean, it might shrink and get smaller, but there's always little molecules of plastic in the ocean.
The students have also collected over 1,500 sporks to build a spork dragon mascot. But it's not just about the sporks. Mylan Johnson says they're much more aware of the plastics they use now.
In the afternoon, our class has a snack, and if somebody brings a plastic bag and it's still a little clean, our class recycles it.
The Marine Debris Educational Program will continue through the end of the 2017 school year. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.